So we're moving into higher circumstances. In English, it's energies. And so we really want to understand that new energies have arrived. Healing energies have arrived. Prosperity energies have arrived. In other words, it's really our spiritual energies or our spiritual self. So they're saying that, like, we're proceeding with our dancing. So that dancing, when you think about dancing, you don't just stand still unless you're just not a really good dancer. Like, in other words, you accentuate, you plie, you sway from side to side. So there's course of movement, there's course of circulation. And so what we're being offered is our true existence. So we really want to understand that we're going beyond our normal allotment, our normal residence, our normal functioning, and really permitting the truth of self to emerge, to be entitled, to be unified. And so when we say unified, it's like there's this graduated emphasis, there's this graduated pulsation, there's this graduated exploration of self that's emerging. And so as you allow yourself to enhance, as you allow yourself to delight, as you allow yourself to come forth with all good pleasure, you're going to find yourself moving very, very quickly, because it only requires a shout out. It only requires a twist of faith. It only requires the new obligation of our higher heart, that willingness to be stirred, that willingness to emote, that willingness to receive ourselves as entitled. So in other words, it's here as we will prosper. So you're kind of thinking, why in the world would you not want to prosper? But we don't understand that there's cause of excitement. We don't understand that there's more to us to conceive, to experience, to invest in, to delight in, to conceive of as possible. So as you will allow yourself that field of clear visioning, so that field of clear visioning is like expecting there to be more, expecting the advance to occur, expecting love to arrive. So we want to remember what we receive in the outside is what we've graduated into, what we've allowed, what we've determined, what we've offered ourselves in kind blessings. So we really want to allow ourselves that extension of faith, that extension of allowance, where we allow all, circumstances to proceed. So that means whatever has been a little bit of a problem is like being brought forth to enjoy. So just imagine that these energies, this golden energy of light, is just sort of like covering, is just sort of being offered and like receiving the new approach and just basking in this new intelligence. So this is where we're learning to delight ourselves. This is where we're learning to increase our sunshine. This is where we're learning to take that pledge in our true love's assurance, in our true love's inheritance, in our true love's, I just want to keep saying assurance. And the idea being, it's like your way is assured. So just like if you have insurance, it's like if something happens, it's insured, it's covered. So for us, it's like we're assured, we're guaranteed, we're demonstrated, we're honored, all we have to do is request. But we want to realize some of us are requesting from that lower value, meaning I'm this human being, and if anyone's out there, I can really use some assistance. So that's of lower value, because we're taking ourselves higher, we're taking ourselves grander, and we're merging with our higher sequencing, our higher determining value. So in essence, it's like we're graduating and receiving just arrival, in essence receiving more of ourselves. And so when we remember that we are the divine, that we've been living in this illusion of separation, it's like glory to God in the highest, because it's like so nice to meet you, so nice to welcome you. And so again, you know, your higher self, your divine self, your I am presence, your Christ self, whatever words you deem fitting, it's important that you fit. It's important that you allow. It's important that you curtsy and bow. So when they're saying curtsy and bow, it's like you're bowing to your greater administration. You're bowing to the truth of self. You're not bowing to some master separate from you, greater than you. You're bowing to your own master administration. So that is the key. That is the elixir that moves mountains, that creates what we would consider in the linear format to be the miracle, which is really simply extending ourselves upright, extending ourselves into higher allowance, into higher formation. And when I said formation, it's like I've got all these birds, the energy coming through me is so gorgeous. But I have like these birds in formation where they absolutely know where to go, how to fly, because they're promoted to infinity. In other words, they don't have the mind and the ego that's stopping that